Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you don't know how we can trust the Bible when the original manuscripts which make up the books of the Bible are no longer around. All we have are copies. My friend, I understand your concern, at least initially, on a first glance, but I don't know how much you've thought about this. If this is your concern, you've just thrown out all ancient history and literature. Let me say that again, all ancient history and literature. Yes, the original manuscripts of the Bible have either been lost or destroyed in the passage of time. Before the writing materials of papyrus, made from the leaves of the Nile River, or parchment, made from animal skin, were replaced with vellum, made from a better quality of animal skin, scribes had to copy all things. You couldn't save it on your hard drive in those days. This means that for many years, the best, oldest, and most complete collection of Hebrew and Aramaic manuscript copies of the Old Testament, also known as the Holy Scriptures or the Tanakh to the Jews, dated about 1010 AD. See the problem? AD. The Old Testament is supposed to be the BC stuff. Now, it's different with the New Testament. We have copies within 200, 300 years of the originals, but it is a bigger problem with the Old Testament. Seemingly a bigger problem, I should say. We're going to straighten it out in a moment. Anyway, this text, Old Testament text, copied by the Masoretes, was known as the Ben Asher text, named for the family that preserved it for many years. The Jewish Talmud, also coming to us from the ancient world, explains the very careful way scripture was copied. Therefore, Orthodox Jews have been confident over the years that their text was an accurate collection. I'm sure you will not be surprised to hear that this did not satisfy Bible critics or religious skeptics. They just said, oh yeah, sure, give us a break. Man, do you realize how much could have been rewritten and changed since the time of the original autographs in 1010 AD? All at once, like the stroke of lightning, everything changed in the year 1947. Two Arab boys in the Judean desert were having fun throwing rocks into a cave. Suddenly, they heard something break and shatter. Inside were large clay jars containing rolled-up scrolls. Authorities were notified, and in no time at all, it was discovered that this cave was one of many once inhabited by the Essenes, a kind of Jewish cult who withdrew from the rest of Israel because they did not agree with the religious moral teachings of Israel's current leaders. In neighboring caves, additional jars of manuscripts were also found. Literally thousands of scrolls were uncovered, most of which discussed the teaching and customs of the Essenes. Included, however, were portions of every single book of the Old Testament, with the exception of Esther, and the entire book of Isaiah. When compared to the Ben Asher text, they showed virtually no difference, nothing of any significance, and yet the Dead Sea Scrolls date between 120 to 125 BC. This bridges a 1,000-year gap. What a thrill when a number of years ago I was able to finally see for myself the caves of Qumran and the Dead Sea Scrolls in a museum. I did this over two different trips to Israel. No, they were not the originals, but the Dead Sea Scrolls testify that the Jewish scribes were indeed as careful as they claimed. With reasonable certainty, we can trust that the previous 1,000 years of scripture copying were done just as carefully as the Jews have always claimed. This is Bob Siegel with a report originating from Israel, where the credibility of the Bible is obvious.